This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Those dollars in your wallet are a little fatter this morning.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon. You can thank a stronger-than-expected reading on July factory orders for beefing up the value of the dollar even more today. The greenback hit a 7-month high against the euro this morning. If you're planning a trip to Europe soon, that means $1 now buys 69 euro cents, which is certainly better than it has been. As Brett Neely reports, it's not just the good news here at home, it's the bad news coming out of Europe.
It's been a grim week so far for the European economies. Car sales are way down across the continent, 41% in Spain. In the UK, a government minister said the economy was the worst it's been in 60 years. All of those factors are pushing the dollar higher against the euro and the pound. Jonathan Loins with research firm Capital Economics says it's only going to get worse for Europeans.
House prices have a lot further to fall, consumer spending will weaken, unemployment will rise quite sharply.
But Loins says the dollar's rise doesn't mean the U.S. economy is recovering.
But we still feel that the worst is yet to come as far as the U.S. economy is concerned, and you know, we still think we could see a recession in the second half of the year in the United States.
And Loins says the weakness of the U.S. economy means that the dollar isn't likely to rise much further against the euro. In Berlin, I'm Brett Neely from Marketplace.
Wall Street likes this morning's encouraging economic news. The Dow has gained 25 points from the open, 0.2%. The Nasdaq is up by 4 points, the same percentage margin, 0.2. The broader S&P 500 has tacked on 3 points, just a tiny fraction. Brazil says it pays too much to sell ethanol in the U.S., and it wants the World Trade Organization to do something about it. Ethanol from Brazil gets hit with a hefty import tariff by the U.S., over 50 cents a gallon. Exporters say that tariff poses an obstacle to their ability to ship ethanol here. Brazil's foreign minister says his nation will probably ask the WTO to take action against the U.S. Brazilian ethanol is made from sugarcane. It's cheaper to produce than the U.S. version, which uses corn. California has just passed an innovative anti-sprawl policy. For the first time, state and federal transportation funds will be doled out based on how well regional authorities are curbing car use in their area. Rachel Dornhelm reports.
The bill would turn California's planning process on its head. Currently, developers bring their ideas for new construction to regional authorities for approval. The bill envisions city and county planners will create regional growth plans and shop them to developers with fast-track approval. Ed Manning is a lobbyist for major California builders.
The direct economic benefit is trying to lessen the time it takes a project to get permitted and reviewed.
Meanwhile, cities that encourage infill and growth near public transit will be rewarded in transportation funding. David Goldberg is with Smart Growth America.
It's a way to ensure that future economic growth can actually happen, because the existing model, the car-dependent model, is starting to unravel.
Goldberg says other states, including Washington, Massachusetts, and New Jersey, are considering a similar approach to stop sprawl. I'm Rachel Dornhelm for Marketplace.
We worried about Hurricane Gustav. Now we have to worry about fake Gustav charities. Gary Warner, who's a computer forensic director at the University of Alabama, says more than 280 domain names related to Gustav were registered yesterday. Many of the domains include references to relief or support for the victims of the hurricane. Warner says many may include people who register a domain name only to sell it later. Some could be fraudulent nonprofits, although no fraud has been reported yet. The University of Alabama tracks email spam, among other things, in its computer forensics department.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Areva, solutions for producing CO2-free energy and transmitting and distributing electricity. Online at us.areva.com. And by the Medtronic Foundation, celebrating global passion to live life to the fullest with 25 runners from around the world. More on Global Heroes at Medtronic.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
School children across the country are headed back to class this week. And if you're a parent packing Junior's lunch right now, here's some food for thought. It's the voracious economy that's taking the biggest bite out of school cafeteria budgets these days. Marketplace's Steve Henn has the next in our series of back-to-school reports.
It's lunchtime in Arlington County, Virginia, and this pack of four-year-olds in public preschool is hungry.
What's your favorite school lunch?
Chicken nuggets.
Oh, so this is a good day. What else do you have on your plate?
Chicken nuggets, grape, milk.
Jaden doesn't mention his steamed carrots. He doesn't eat them either. But every kid in his class is served a balanced lunch, and the cost is skyrocketing. Consider this. The price of an 8-ounce carton of milk rose by 10 cents last year. Arlington serves 10,000 cartons of milk a day. Amy McCloskey runs Arlington County's school lunch program.
We ended up in the red, but we're working on changing our choices and offering maybe less choices, but still good quality.
That means more fish sticks and fewer options. McCloskey raised prices, too. Still, it may not be enough.
This is going to be a tough year, but on the other side, it's a tough year for families. Everybody's struggling.
Food and gas prices are up. Lower home values mean school districts have less property tax money. Schools want their lunch programs to support themselves, even turn a profit. Barbara Belmont has headed the School Nutrition Association for 15 years.
I don't recall any time the times have been as difficult as they are now for our members. And so they're looking for additional sources of revenue.
One place to look? Cookies, chips, and packaged drinks. Recently, there's been a push to get junk food out of schools, but Margot Wutan at the Center for Science and the Public Interest says that's changing.
Many school food service directors are turning to selling junk food in order to make ends meet.
Wutan and Belmont want more federal money for school lunches, but for now, school systems are scrambling. In most states, schools can still legally sell Snickers bars and Gatorade a la carte. These snacks don't meet federal dietary guidelines, but Belmont says they're a moneymaker. And for many school lunch programs, that's the bottom line. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
And a final note, perhaps the most distinctive voice of our time has been silenced.
In a world where both of our cars were totally underwater.
With Geico, we had our
hard to imagine living in a world without the world's most recognizable commercial announcer. Don LaFontaine was 68 years old. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. You'll find replays of all our programs at marketplace.org.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.